It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. We've got Nathan Forlina here as well. I rolled up to the studio at 3:53. I was tremendously early. That's like way early for me getting here. Nathan was already here.
I was still in the car, though.
Yeah.
I wasn't out of the car yet. I was scrolling the phone. I figured walking at 55.
Yeah. What the heck's going on in the world, right?
Exactly. And I looked over and I saw your car there. I'm like,
you're like, what the hell? It's only 3:53.
I told you I'm ready to get here
early to have these conversations, right?
That was literally my first thought.
As I pulled in, I came up with a show idea.
Because
this is just the way, this is the way the brain works. Sometimes I have an idea. We're going to talk some Paul Skeens and Pirates here in a little bit. But when I pulled in, I saw you here. To me, it's always a good discussion of being on time, being early, being late, what that says about you as a person.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to weigh in on this, because I think this is a fascinating topic. I think this is an unbelievably fascinating topic about being on time. 946-0435. Joe Paterno would destroy your ass if you were on time. You were never late. You will never hear a story of a Penn State football player talking about being late. You know why? He wouldn't have it. Bill Belichick cut a guy who, I think his name was Gray, the legendary story. He had 200 yards on Monday Night Football against the Colts, and like he showed up late for practice a week or two later and got cut. Some people are mortally offended if you're late. You ever encounter people like that, or are you like that, or teachers like that?
I mean, teachers get irritated by it. Some of them can get pretty grumpy about it. I'm not like that. I'm usually like,
you roll with the punches?
Yeah, I roll with the punches.
I might get
internally irritated, but I've never said
that. Sure. There are people out there who will honestly tell you that like the worst character flaw you can have is if you're late.
That's not the worst. There's an issue.
Yeah, I agree with that. But again, I've heard all the stories about Joe, and sports is fascinating because sports is a deadline. You're starting right now. Okay, if you don't show, and it does make sense, you have to set a standard. You have to set a culture. You have to hold the best player you've got to the same standard as the worst player you've got. And the minimum people can do is be on time, right? Well, I'm married to a woman who I think is the best human being on the planet. I'm not just saying this because she's my wife. Dana Geiger is an unbelievable human being. If you've ever met my wife, there's almost nothing impossible you can say bad about her. She will talk to you. She will hear your life story. We joke all the time, Nathan. She's got the kind of face that people just want to tell their damn life story to. It's like I can't wait to get away from people. It's like, okay, I talked to you for 45 seconds. I've done my obligation. I got to go now. My wife can literally sit and talk to anybody for like an hour. And she's not one of those people that just can't wait to say something. She'll actually listen. You know those kind of people? Like,
yeah.
If I'm talking and all that's going on in your brain is what you want to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
There are a lot of people like that. My wife actually listens to what people say, and she's a therapist, so it's just kind of innate that people want to tell her their damn life story. So you know what happens to my wife? She spends so much time, like, with everybody that it makes her late for the next thing all the time, nonstop. My joke is that my wife is 13 minutes late for everything because no matter what, if something starts at 5, she's going to be there at 5:13. Why? Because she couldn't get away from a conversation that she was having from somebody else. So I can say, and I've been with her for 26 years, and I think she's the greatest person in the world, and the being late isn't a big problem to me. You know what I'm saying? But I there are people out there that would probably say my wife is the worst person in the world because she's inconsiderate and doesn't take anybody's feelings into account because she's late all the time. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I see what you're getting at. I see how people could perceive that.
If they only care
about what's
happening
to them.
Well, do you know why she's late? Because she spent an extra 15 minutes trying to help these people who are from a broken family? Well, maybe that's a little bit more important than what she's doing for you. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. And there's plenty of people that don't think about the backstory of
correct.
Why people are late and stuff like that. Now, if someone's just showing up to late on, you know, for no reason, they're just kind of being lazy, that's a completely different story. But
I've always tried to be punctual. Sometimes my issue, if I'm ever late, it's because I really push everything back to the last second. Do you
procrastinate?
Like, yeah, right. Do you like how far away do you live from the studio?
About 15 minutes.
And when do you leave?
About 25 minutes.
So you give yourself 10 minutes.
I give myself because you're gonna hit. Yeah, exactly. You're gonna hit yourself. This happened plenty of times where you hit the red lights constantly.
That's
or
amazing.
There was one time I think I've been late one time here, and that was because there was a wreck.
Do you give yourself 10 minutes all the time?
I try my best. Sometimes it turns into 8 minutes. Sometimes it turns into 7 minutes. But I think the latest I've left is like, what would that be, 22 minutes before? So
I really applaud you for being a young person and being considerate. Because I live.
Well, I'm considerate when it comes to this. There's stuff. there is stuff in which I am late for. There are stuff in which I'm late for. But whenever it comes to.
This is a deadline. We are starting bank. And if you're not here.
Exactly.
You're right.
It's a hard deadline. Now, if it's, you know, an event or something like that, like a gathering, or you're hanging out with friends and stuff like that. If you're rolling 2 minutes late, it's completely different. But if it's a hard set deadline, like I know my trivia start at 6, I am going to be there 15 to 20 minutes before that time.
Gotta get everything set up.
Or 6:30 at the Bavarian Wednesday night tonight. Anyways,
all right.
quick plug. But
we need to make sure we're reading off your trivia schedule all the time. We need to promote that.
We should. I need to see guys out there tonight, 6:30, 8:30 Bavarian. If you have a membership, come on.
What's the format tonight?
Music. It's
just general
just
music.
Just random everything. So come on out if you're not doing anything tonight.
So you live 15 minutes away and you leave 20. I live 6 minutes away, give or take 5.5 to 6 minutes. Well, I leave 7 minutes ahead of time. So I give myself a full minute, man.
There is no room for error in that.
There's no room for error.
You can't hit a red light. You've always said you can't get behind a school bus. Yep. You're screwed.
School bus. If there's a school bus in front of me, I got to meander off to a side road so I can get around that school bus.
He doesn't see that flashing light.
Yes.
He's trying to.
And
I have
to do some things here. The coffee shop, whatever it is, the old KFC building right across the street. I got to do some things there. If I'm going to get stuck at that light,
I got to go through the parking lot
and go around. Because
you've learned the way now.
Here's the thing, that 17 seconds could be the difference between starting on time and being
late.
Well,
that's why we throw an extra buffer song in there that rolls still to 2 to 3.
So in the 5 years I've been here, I've had to call in probably about 4 times and say, hey, Doug Herendy, can you get play another song for me or something? I'm going to be a couple minutes late.
I remember. I think it was. You're having trouble maybe fixing your air conditioner or something like that when it first started. And you called me. You're like, tell Doug I need an extra.
I'm in trouble.
Maybe your car won't start.
So the bigger question again. I love this discussion. I could go on about this for hours. Believe it or not. 9460435. Do you judge people who are late really, really harshly? Because again, I'm married to a woman who's always late. It doesn't even mean anything to me, really, at all, because I balance it out. I will always be on time, and if something has to be done, I'll just get it done on time. But again, I know people and have encountered people in my career that, like, if you're late, you're basically trash to them.
I'm not harsh in the fact that I'm going to trash someone over it. Now, do I maybe look at and be like, why is that person late? Maybe, but I mean, obviously there's circumstances going on in everybody's life, and I'm completely aware of that. You know, the world doesn't revolve around me, so you're not on my time. You're on your own time.
Right.
So
right.
I'm pretty.
Yeah, you're single and you have no kids. But when you're
I'm single.
Well, you're not married. I misspoke. You're not married. No. But so especially when you have kids and that's when things really start to. Because you got doctor's appointments, you got this, and that you can't be late for that stuff.
Yeah.
If you're late for doctor, and again, so I'm Mr. Mom, By the way, I'm not sure we've ever fully unearthed this. Have you seen Mr. Mom?
I have not seen Mr. Mom. Oh, I know what it is. I have not seen it. Oh, I saw What's the Robin Williams one. I see Mrs. Doubtfire.
I'm just like throwing up my arms here because if I say to you 220, 221, whatever it takes, you don't even know what that means.
I don't know that reference though.
Oh my God. I'm beside myself here. I'm not sure I can continue the show. You got anything you can talk about?
All right, we're going to call it, guys, here at 412.
That's it, because here's the thing. Like, I am Mr. Mom. I don't have the minivan. Well, we have the minivan. We haven't sold it yet, but I've driven the minivan for 12 years. The back of the minivan is filled with all the kids' stuff. I take care of the house and stuff because I had more of a flexible work schedule. So I relate to all that stuff. So if things needed to be done, I take the kids to the doctor's appointment. I'm the one that waits for people to come fix things at our house. So it doesn't matter that my wife is late. If she shows up 13 minutes late to the doctor's appointment, it's okay because I'm already there.
I see what you're saying.
So you've never. So Mr.
People,
Mom.
People show up to late to talk. That does irritate me, though, because then you're interfering with everybody else's
correct.
Schedule.
Right.
Everybody has a set schedule.
I'm big with that. Again, this is my thing in life is you can live your life however the hell you want. You want to be transgender, you want to be identify as a raccoon, whatever the hell you want to do. As soon as you start interfering with things I want to do, that's when we have
exactly,
a problem.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And people who show up whenever it's, you know, a chronological thing, there's a certain, you know, pattern that goes to you're up,
yes,
and then this person. And whenever you push it back for everyone, that's whenever it does get irritating. So that's whenever it does bother me. That
Mr. Mom, you need to have this at the highest level of the watch list.
Okay.
All right. This needs to be up near the top because you're going to have to learn this at some point in life. So Mr. Mom, I believe it's 83, Michael Keaton and Terry Garr. And
I'm looking not on anything right now, so I got to try to find a way to get this.
So he works for an automotive dealer like in Detroit. Like he works for a Ford or a GM or something like that. And he gets laid off. And the wife, Terry Garr, is a housewife. And so they have three young kids. And then when he gets laid off, she has to go to work. Now, again, this is a different era. This is before kind of the commonplace of the two-income household. But he gets laid off. She's got to go to work. And she's an attractive woman. Terry Garr, very pretty woman in the 80s. She gets this job at this advertising agency with Martin Mull was her boss. But the movie is about Michael Keaton learning how to take care of his kids at home. They're all like, I guess the oldest is probably like 6, 4, and they have a baby. And so he's got to be home every day taking care of the kids with the plumbers coming and all the people coming to fix. And then he's got to make, and then like the very first day, he's totally wiped out. Because I think a lot of men don't realize, traditionally have not realized, that being a homemaker is a full-time job.
Yeah. I mean, women typically who are the homemakers have, that's not a sexist statement. That's just an observation.
That's how it's been throughout history. Don't worry. You're not offending
anybody. I'm not trying to offend anybody out there, but they basically work two jobs. That's why all the moms out there, being a mom is the hardest job because you're working two separate jobs.
So here's the thing. Here's why 220, 221 might be the greatest line in the history of movies to Corey Geiger. All right. I am not that guy that fixes things. I'm not that guy that's going to go rewire the house. I'm not that guy that's going to put an addition on the house. I'm not that guy that's going to go fix the car. There are a lot of guys around here in central Pennsylvania that are that guy. You know, they're these typical guys. Are you that guy?
No.
Okay. So we're
no,
alike.
I'm not
right?
that guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm not that guy.
If you want me to write a story or talk about how awesome you are, I'm that guy. I can white collar you, from that standpoint. But I'm not. So in the movie, Michael Keaton is not that guy either. He is an executive. All right. So there's a great scene where Martin Mull, his wife's boss, who's rich, and he can tell that the boss is making a move on his wife. Got it?
Okay.
So he comes in. He comes to the house early one morning to pick her up for a road trip in a limousine. And so Michael Keaton then thinks that he has to win over the, he has to like, put the macho side on and show the boss that he's this macho guy. And he's not. He's completely not in any way, shape, or form. But he puts on his Detroit Lions hat. He's got the goggles on. He's got some overalls on. And he's acting like he's fixing the house. You know what I'm saying?
I'm seeing it right here because there's like a little like GIF, like yes. trailer type thing. That is yes. exactly
and
his
so,
walk through the door with
and
the chainsaw.
So I'm trying to show off that I am the macho guy to this boss who's rich and I know he's hitting on my wife. So that's the backdrop. And so he's like, yeah, thinking about like redoing the whole thing now that I got the time. And the boss says, what are you going to do? 220? You know what 220 means?
No.
220 electrical outlet.
Okay.
A regular outlet in a house is a 110. You need a 220 outlet for big products. You need a 220 outlet for a hot tub. You need a 220 outlet for a lot of like major appliances.
Okay.
So what you see on the wall there, that's a 110. I feel like I'm educating you.
You
here.
Are educating me.
Oh, this is great. I finally get to educate somebody on 220 because I'm not that guy.
You're not that guy. So everybody knows about 220 and I don't.
Yes,
so.
This is a 110. Okay. And if they wanted to put something big in here, they'd have to rewire it and make it a 220.
Okay.
And so I guess all guys, like guys know this. All right. So the boss says, what are you going to do, make it a 220? And Michael Keaton says, 220, 221, whatever it takes. Which means he has no idea what the
exactly.
hell he's talking about.
He's threw off.
And the boss knows it immediately because he, like, smirks as soon as he says that. So that to me, that line, like, we've joked about that in our family for years because I almost blew myself up. Like 25 years ago, we were installing a 220 in this house I was renting, and my father-in-law, we weren't married at the time, but my father-in-law, he told me, just leave this here till I get back. My father-in-law was that guy. He could build you a house, fix you a car, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so he leaves, and I try to plug this damn 220 thing in, and it shoots me back. I kid you not. Like 2 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
I literally almost died in that two. And so we joke about that stuff forever now. Like, I'm not allowed around any of that stuff.
Yeah, they keep you away from the electrical outlets and all the wires
Absolutely.
Exposed.
I'm telling you. When you get married, have kids, you got to watch Mr. Mom.
Okay.
It's Michael Keaton. It's great. It's legendary.
I'm going to give it a watch. I also do need to learn how to do more handyman type things.
At the very least, you need to know what 220, 221, whatever it takes is. That's one of the greatest lines in the history of cinema.
Okay.
220,
okay.
221, whatever.
I'm going to be waiting for that line whenever
because
I'm watching
the guy knows he's a complete moron.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You think you're being smart and you say something really stupid. Like if I say to you, who's better, Paul Skeens or John Van Benskoten? And you take John Van Benskoten, who was one of the terrible all-time worst draft picks that the Pirates ever had, then I'm going to know immediately that you're an idiot.
Yeah, okay,
and you can
okay.
act like you know what you're talking about. Like, you're wearing all this Pirates gear, and I'm the biggest Pirate
fan
ever. You
put on
lived.
The show, but you're not
I'm
back
like, okay,
any
well, who would you rather take, Paul Skeens or John Van Benskoten? And you're like, Johnny V, baby. And I'm like, well, you're an idiot. You just completely gave yourself
all
away.
Reputation gone right there. So.
Clarkster. Now, what it says on my screen here is very interesting. It says leaving early. I got to hear what this means.
No, it was for somebody that answered the phone. You were talking about getting there on
time.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say something like people who leave early bug you, because that's a big problem.
Well, yeah, in a way. But a couple of things. I thought I was listening to an episode of Siskel and Ebert meets Home Improvement.
You're old enough. You've seen Mr. Mom.
I have seen Mr.
Mom. Mr. Mom is a phenomenal movie. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Okay. If you'd have said otherwise, I was going to hang up on you and ban you for a week.
No, but you were talking before. You know, the old adage is half of the job is just showing up.
Time. The best ability is availability.
Yep.
That's a great line.
Yeah. The other thing is I'm burdened with my mother. She would always get to places a half an hour early.
Oh, my gosh, no.
So I'm burdened with that in my genes.
You still do that?
Well, see, it's different when you have an office job.
Yes.
Okay. Rather than, by the way, you came from your full-time job to your part-time job today. So, but when you have an office job, and, you know, it's loosely said the hours are 8 to 5, I mean, sometimes you may show up at 7 o'clock in the morning or 7:30 early, you know. In different
if you
things.
Like the people you work with, that's one thing.
And you want to get things done.
Right.
And not be bothered.
I was always the opposite because I would work till 12 or 1 at night. I've had numerous occasions where I pulled all-nighters. I've done a lot of gigantic projects when I worked for the Mirror. And I mean, these were like massive, massive projects. And I would stay to, like, when it was finally finished, I would stay till 5, 6 o'clock in the morning to get these things, to get these things finished. Again, these are weeks long types of projects. So I was never the kind, of person to come in early, but I would always stay as late as possible.
What I found, though, is coming in early isn't recognized as much as staying late.
That is true. I agree with that.
You know, it's an oxymoronic thing, but you come in early to get some things done, and then when you go to leave on time, it's like you're cutting out. No, I've already been there an hour early. I put my time in.
Plus. You agree with that, Nathan? Is that how it is for the next generation? If you show up to work early versus if you stay late, do you get as much credit for showing up early? Because I'm guessing you probably don't.
Yeah, no, you definitely don't get as much credit. But I'll tell you what, this generation, you're getting the 8 hours. That's all
you're
getting.
That's it. You're
getting, boom,
caught up. I'm checking in, I'm checking out, and boom, there's nothing else.
In some cases, now they're not even showing up at the office because they're doing it from home.
Yeah. And now they're ghosting and quitting. Yeah, the ghosting phrase, that's an interesting term that's caught on the last few years. Mm-hmm. People like they just ghost, they just don't show up. They don't quit. They just stop going.
No communication whatsoever, just cut off.
Is they say in your working lifetime, now I'm talking office type things, whatever. Maybe you can extend it to other areas, that you'll work 8 jobs in your lifetime. I think they got to ratchet that number up.
8 jobs
in your lifetime.
And is that right?
Working, yeah, that was an old adage that they had out there.
So wait a minute. Are we talking about years ago? Because I got to think that number is way higher now.
I'm thinking.
Well,
like
it is higher now. That's what I'm saying.
I was thinking 12 to 14 at least.
Well, at least.
Depends what you consider a job, too.
Yeah.
Like, is this a job? Like, I wouldn't consider it really.
Yeah, you think the culture has changed over the years and stuff.
Oh, man. I could talk about this stuff all day.
That's the thought for the day.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, by the way, who you calling an oxymoronic? I like that word. I always like oxymoron.
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 Yeah.
That's always a good
English.
That's always a good word. I like it. Kudos there. No, that is an interesting thing. Like, I want to talk some sports. I want to get into the Paul Skeens and Pirates thing here in a second, but I'll finish up our little rant with this, that I was reading probably within the last 5 years this study on jobs, careers that people have compared to their college degree. And I only have loose memories of this, but it was fascinating how small of a percentage, maybe like 12-15% of people, their career was what their college degree was in. So they have like starter jobs. So you're 22, say you get a degree in, I don't know, business administration, you do the starter job, okay? And you think you're going to get somewhere else and then you go this way, but then it takes you on a completely different path than your degree. And so that's where I would think that people have many more jobs, because I don't think people graduate and go right into their career and stay there for 50 years anymore. They graduate.
There's so much bouncing around.
They take the starter job for a year or two. Then they realize they don't even like what they spent the $100,000 on, and they go to something else completely different.
Yeah, you'd be shocked how many people, again, don't like what they're, you know, planning on doing in their lifetime. I mean, this was my plan. My plan was I wanted to do in sports media. Now, I love what I'm doing, being here with you and stuff like that. And, you know, I've learned that if I can do this, I do want this to be my job. But if I didn't know that going
into it, the likelihood of that happening is not high.
Exactly.
Because there's not money in this. There's
exactly,
not a lot of money
yes.
in this. And so people realize, but then you have to balance it out of how patient can I be? How mm-hmm. patient do I need to be? If I don't get the job that I want at 23, 24, 25, can I? Because you can generally still live at home now. That's much
but
more accepted.
That's why I'm doing it now, because you're getting a jump on. I started when
right.
I was 19 compared to most people probably would start this maybe when they're 22, 23, to get into
this. This whole thing is fascinating, again, because people, they're not patient. They'll give up on whatever they went to college for at age 23 or 24, and then boom, they're onto something. And then by 30, they're onto something else. And so the story I was reading, this big study I was reading within the last year, it talked about how, you know, but most people don't necessarily find their career till like 30 or above. It was wild, because for throughout American history, that number was probably 80% found their career by 22.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't, you know, that's just a lot in life that you were going to
have. I don't think the panic button really starts setting until about 30. Then you're like, okay, now I got to try to find, you know, the career. But up until then, you're kind of just still almost shopping around to see what you want to do in your life. So.
All right. Well, we're going to talk some baseball here in a second. I could probably go on about this stuff all day, but I'm going to ask, what would you do about the Pirates? We'll get into that.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party bar. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
A quick trip from wherever you are in Central PA gets you the finest from Kubota and the very best from the McCoy family. A trusted name for homeowners, contractors, and the agricultural community right here in Central PA for over 40 years. Kubota offers the models, attachments, and implements you need, and you'll find them all at McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring. Excellent selection, combined with the full service and support of a longtime dealer like McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Whether it's mowing, tackling that big project on your property, managing a construction site, or running your farm, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has the full line of Kubota equipment. Kubota tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, and more. And always with free setup and free delivery. The weather has finally turned, and it's time to head back outdoors. Follow the Kubota Orange Glow and meet the McCoy family at McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36, Roaring Spring. Online at McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com. McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Kubota. Family. Community.
Ready for that summer road trip? Make sure your vehicle is ready. Make a trip to Russell Tire in Altoona or Central PA Truck and Equipment in Claysburg for their summer savings special. Get lube, oil, filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, tire rotation, brake inspection, and battery inspection. All for just $59.99. And to help you stay cool and comfortable on that road trip, take advantage of their air conditioning performance check for only $59.99. Be ready for the road this summer with a trip to Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico's outlet store, 1208 5th Avenue, Altoona, open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30, closed Wednesdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
All right, if you caught my morning sports report today on our Leitner stations, when I can, I try to keep it a little light and and have some humor in it. And Nathan, I started off by saying Paul Skeens proved once again last night why he's maybe the best pitcher in baseball. 8 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, pitched great. But he plays for the Pirates and lost. They lost 3-0 to the Astros. So the Pirates, it's to the point where they have this unbelievable young prospect and they can't even get it right with him. So what would you do about the Pirates? We could probably spend 10 hours on this, but we talk about the owner, we talk about development. I mean, we could go any direction. Is there any shimmer of hope that the Pirates could ever be fixed?
There's hope. It's not going to happen under this regime, though. There needs to be full, I mean, just the franchise needs to move in a polar opposite direction from where it's at right now. Bob Nutting, the only way it's going to get fixed is if Nutting sells the team, because he's not worried about the product on the field. He's worried about the dollars in his pocket.
Would even that fix it?
I think it'd help.
You would still need an owner that would come in with deep pockets, and it's not like any owners want to come in and lose money, but would the next owner be willing to spend $150 million a year? I mean, you don't know that.
As somebody who, this is what I'm saying, like if Mark Cuban wants to buy the team, he knows how this works. He did it with the Mavericks for however long he did it with. He knows that if you invest in your team, you're going to see a return down the line. You're still going to make money year after year if you're spending $150, $200 million in free agency. You're going to make that every single year back with the MLB season under your television contracts, your attendance.
If you know how to do everything else, yes. Right. Yes.
Yes. And Mark Cuban would be a perfect example of a guy who knows how to do
it. Why did Mark Cuban sell the Mavs? I didn't follow that closely enough. He seemed to be really the perfect owner because he had courtside seats. He loved his team. He loved his franchise. He gave those guys everything. They were one of the first in the NBA to go all in on the greatest locker room facilities and all these types of things to make the. So what led?
So it says right here he didn't want the pressure of his kids to have, like, you know, this lineage of being a Mavericks family, you know, owning the Mavericks, the evolving NBA landscape, and he wanted to pursue new business adventures.
So he's out for the Pirates then, because there's no way he would want that.
He's expressed interest.
Well, he has in the past, but has this been within the last 4 or 5 years? I know about 8 to 10 years ago, like, he would say something about, because he's from Pittsburgh, I believe that's the connection, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know that I've heard, Mark Cuban or anybody else, if they were to buy the Pirates, what are the assurances that they would put all the resources necessary into the Pirates? You still have a bunch of teams in the MLB that don't do it. And so might a new owner come in and do it for a few years? If Bob Nutting sold the team today, I don't think it increases their chances of signing Paul Skeens to a long-term contract at all. You see what I'm getting at? I still don't think they're going to be able to afford a $700 million player.
I doubt they'll be able to afford it. Now, would they try their best? Absolutely. I think they would put in more effort than Nutting is going to put in, because Nutting's going to hear, you know, 56 million years. He's going to be like, I'm not going to make an offer to this dude, because I'm going to offer him 15 mil. If he wants it, he can take it. He can be a Pirate for life, but I'm not going to give him 50 million. Why would I do that? So it probably,
like, he Paul Skeens is 4-6. His record's 4-6. His ERA is 2.04. You can't win with 2.05. You can't win with him. So if you can't win with that guy, I'm more at a loss right now about the Pirates than I've ever been. It's not like they're the Rockies, who for God's sake were like 9-50.
Hey, they won a series for the first time.
So it's not like the Pirates are that. But I have so little hope for the Pittsburgh. What about Jerry Jones? What about Bubba Chandler? Well, Jerry Jones had Tommy John surgery or elbow surgery, whether it was specifically Tommy. Bubba Chandler's killing it in AAA. You think they're gonna nail it with his development? Most pitchers like him, they haven't. Tyler Glass now, they didn't. Mitch Keller is a good pitcher, but not great. Skeens is great. So is Bubba Chandler. So all these little nuggets of, well, here's a sliver of hope. Here's a sliver of hope. Do we trust the people that run the Pirates that they're going to get any of this right?
What's crazy to me is you look at the line of prospects they've had in recent years. We talk about Henry Davis being a first overall pick. For all purposes, he's a bust. You talk about
one of the worst busts ever.
You talk about Keith Ryan Hayes, who for some reason cannot hit a biz.
Yep.
There's plenty of guys. I mean, Leover Peguero coming up can't do anything. Tamar Johnson.
I got a guy. I got a buddy that loves Leover Peguero. He's been saying for 2 years getting up.
Sucks.
Guy ain't good.
Sucks.
Yeah, right. So
O'Neill Cruz is the only guy they've hit on recently.
And it took them 2 years to move him to the outfield.
And a position change, yeah.
Correct. So, I promised myself as we entered the baseball season, if things turn south like this, and they've turned south even worse now, they're 17 games under 500, that I was not going to come in here and bash the Pirates every day. We get into a Pirates discussion once every 3-4 weeks, but I'm literally in the studio throwing my hands in the air saying, what the hell do you do? Short of Nathan's suggestion of Nutting selling the team, what could possibly be done to make us think that the Pirates have any hope?
There's not much until there is established players in the building. This is the problem. They have so many guys with potential.
By the time that happens, Skeens is going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Skeens, you got 4 years.
That's what I mean. You need to go out and sign veteran talent. You need to get guys like Teoscar Hernandez this offseason. You need to get guys who are proven that you can try to get under maybe manageable contracts. But
you know as well as I do. You look at Juan Soto. He gets 760. He sucks. Guy got $760 million. He's an average player right now. There's no guarantee that
Juan Soto's also been the best hitter in baseball. Though,
so
I
agree with that.
There's no guarantee
if you spend money on somebody that they're going to give you the return. You know,
there's no guarantee, but there's also no guarantee that if you have these prospects coming up through your system, and every single one of them somehow seems to just underperform, that's going to work out either. So.
Chuck in Unionville, I literally have no answers for what they can do. Chuck, do you have anything?
I do. There is hope for the Pirates, but hear me out, okay? There's two things that have to happen. The first is, I think this, it's going to be 2 or 3 years, but this collective bargaining agreement comes up. And I think that there are enough, I think you got the Yankees and the Cubs that are crying poor because the Dodgers are outspending them. Everybody but the Dodgers are going to be on board for this, for a salary cap, period. And I think the owners are going to have to band together because this is out of control compared to, well, like I said, when the Cubs and the Yankees are crying poor that it's unfair what the Dodgers are doing that. So if you bring a salary cap system into this, that changes the playing field. And I know what that looks like because, man, like I said the other day, I lived through, you know, the pain of the bankruptcy and was, look, are you going to buy the Penguins? Are they going to stay? Are they going to get this? But the thing that turned them from a bankrupt, you know, organization leaving town was the salary cap, period. And the minute they got that salary cap, the second thing that has to happen, and I don't know whether Nutting can do this, he's going to have to get out of his own way. Meaning, when he fired Neil Huntington, he had choice of any GM he wanted. And there were the two top contenders were Matt Arnold and Cherington. He chose Cherington and not Arnold. And that was his downfall because Matt Arnold is killing it in Milwaukee. That is a smaller market than Pittsburgh. And I'll end with this, Corey. Us as Pirates fans, we're not expecting, even under these situations, the current situations, a World Series. That is not what we want. We understand that that's almost impossible. What we want is the organization to be run correctly in terms of assessing talent, drafting, developing, and getting players here, which is what happened, the utter failure of that with Cherington. But if you had a salary cap and you had a GM on the level of Matt Arnold, you'd be loving the Pirates.
Okay. I love that you brought this up because this is as good of an answer to the question as we can get, you know, short of Nutting selling the team. But I think you're only half right. Far more important to me than the salary cap. Let me back into my answer. I'm gonna bury the lead here, Chuck. having a salary cap will help the Yankees and the Cubs and the Phillies and the Red Sox. It's not going to help the Pirates because, yeah, the Dodgers won't be able to sign everybody, but that just means those other teams near the top will be able to sign more guys than the Dodgers. You have to have also a salary floor. If you don't have a salary floor, because, hey, let's put the cap in at $600 million. If the Pirates still want to pay $80, they can. So, to me, if you have a salary cap, yes, that will help spread things out a little bit more. But unless you have a salary floor, if you had a salary cap and a salary floor, and that salary floor, I've always said, would need to be at minimum half. Okay? You follow me? So let's put the cap at $600 million. That means the salary floor is $300 million. My God, that's three times more. Do we think Nutting is going to pay $300 million?
Well, hold on, Corey. So all the three major sports have floors. So when you say cap, you're assuming a floor.
Assuming a floor in baseball. I'm not, buddy. I'm not. If you have a cap, you have to have a floor. I'm not sure. Right. I'm not sure that the people like the Nuttings, I think it's Fisher who owns the A's, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Royals, there are probably enough owners on the other side that would balk at that. Or they would champion a very low salary floor. So let's do the numbers. If the cap is $600 million, $600 million is that a good number, Chuck? $600 million
for
a cap?
That's way too high.
Let me interject.
Hang on. I want to put numbers on this. Stop, Chuck. I don't want to have an abstract conversation. I want to put numbers. If there's a cap, what does the cap need to be?
You can make it. Let's make it $600 million.
Okay,
totally agree.
So then now what's the floor? Because Nathan just said if the floor is 100, nothing will ever change.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Here's my response to it, and I hear what you're saying, Corey. But I don't think none of the players' unions who finally agreed to a cap ever agreed to a low floor. And if you look at all the major sports leagues, the floors are not very far from the upper level of the cap.
Right. So that's why I want to go back to numbers. So if we're putting it at $600 million, again, we have to talk about numbers. If we're putting it at 600, let's even lower it a little. Let's put it at $500 million. Just for the sake of, let's put it at 500. What's the floor? I say half. I say half. If you're saying it, maybe it has to be 70%, maybe it has to be $300 million. Whatever it is, that's triple what the Pirates are paying now.
That is, but you would have to assume that there must be revenue sharing.
Sure, that's a good point.
That's what happened in all the caps. It isn't like, hey, we're making 600 and you make the floor 300 and the Pirates have, no. All of a sudden, the Dodgers, with their $1 billion a year, and I'm overstating it, I understand. The Dodgers, with their $1 billion a year cable contract, has got to cough up tons of cash, like the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Detroit Red Wings had to, in order to share this wealth.
Now, do you think the Dodgers? Or you think the Dodgers are ever going to be willing to do that? Do you think Jeff Bezos wants to share his money with any damn body? You think Elon Musk wants to share his money? I know the other leagues have, but I can see the Dodgers really putting up a fight. So how much clout do they have?
Well, but so what? Because, and I say this because I don't think it has to be, I don't think the vote for this has to be 100% unanimous amongst all of the owners.
Yeah.
There's probably a high majority. So if you have the Dodgers and the Yankees and everybody else abstaining, then you know what they can do? They can take their ball and they can go create their own league.
Yeah.
They don't have to be part of an MLB.
Well,
and
Chuck,
I think that finally there's going to be the momentum to do this.
You've got
the preponderance of enough owners.
You've got the right answer. The devil is in the details. Nutting is not going to sell the team. The only answer for the Pirates is some type of drastic financial restructuring of Major League Baseball, but then it just depends on what they could agree to. If the floor is 20% of the cap forget it. The Pirates have no prayer. If it's 50% or more, then we could have a conversation.
Well, and here's why I think it's going to be high, and that is this. The players' unions for the other three sports rightly understood what they wanted, they said, if you give us a cap, that floor has to be jacked.
Yeah, it better be high.
Up.
Yep.
It better be high. So that's the way that they've gotten around all of they've gotten to make this work across the other three sports. And the reason why it can be competitive. And my only hope in this, as like I said, as a Pirates fan, is I think that two things. And that is, number one, hold on a second here. I think two things, and that is that when the Yankees and realize that they're not competitive because they're getting outspent, that's gonna be one of the biggest come to Jesus moments. And I think also, the other owners are rapidly take a look at the statistics of hardly anybody has ever won a World Series going back 20 to 30 years if they haven't even been over the median salaries of baseball, let alone underneath. And as more and more teams fall behind because they don't have the big cable revenue and the other streaming services that you can do within the major metro areas of Chicago, New York, and L.A., they've fallen behind as badly as the Pirates did 25 years ago.
Yeah, and give it another 25 years under this system. How bad? Hey, Chuck, it's a great point. I got to take a break real quick. Mitchell in Maryland, I'll get to you on the other side. When I said Elon Musk, did I say $300 million by any chance?
You didn't say $300 million.
Okay, I did say $300 billion, right?
Billion.
Okay,
I said billion.
Wanted to catch myself because
there's quite a difference.
$300 million to Elon Musk is literally like me pulling a dime out of my damn pocket.
That's what you'd be giving the helmet to the Pirates.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Chase Elliott is on. He's talking about racing on the concrete and doing well.
I mean, I guess it could have been the concrete, but I didn't really think about it like that. I don't guess. I think we just, fortunately had some good runs at those three tracks. I don't necessarily have one reason. I think it's probably a lot of reasons, truthfully. So I hope that this weekend's another good effort for us. And it's never about, for me, it's never about, hey, yeah, you won here however many years ago, you should be good. It's what have I got going on right now? What is our team doing well right now? What do we need to improve on to be good here this weekend? Just because so much changes, it's, I'm more of a kind of what's going on lately type of person. And I just think the performance is really centered around that more than it is historical practices and things that happened years ago.
And he talks about his playoff points position.
Certainly better to be in that position than on the other side of the fence, no doubt. But I'd be lying if I said that was my top focus. It's just not. I think that if you're worried about barely getting in to the playoffs, I think you have some work to do. It really is kind of the best way I can think about that and just talk about my thought process. I want to be better than that. I want to be in the group of people of how many playoff points do you have, not just barely getting in.
This is the final lap.
Progressive knows owning a home can be hard, but not always. Like when you're relaxing on your patio, enjoying a nice quiet evening. So quiet. Except for the sound of the neighbor's party. Which you said you'd go to if you weren't busy. And your quiet night on the patio, that's not exactly busy, is it? Maybe you should just stay inside. At least Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance is the easiest part of owning a home. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
It's spring, and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from, and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, Enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Grow your career and income with Leitner Communications. Our great radio stations are locally owned and operated, and we're searching for go-getters who are looking for a career and not just a job. We currently have openings for multimedia account executives to join our growing team. We will train you to become a solution provider to local advertisers. With unlimited earning potential, Leitner Communications is the perfect job for anyone who loves to get out of the office and meet new people. Sales experience is helpful, but not required. Candidates should be self-motivated, goal-oriented, passionate, and creative. If you think you have what it takes to join our Leitner Communications team, email your resume and cover letter today to jobs@leitnercom.com. That's jobs@leitnercom.com. jobs@leitnercom.com. Leitner Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Mr. Mom Duty, you need a break? Well, guess what? J.M. Boswell's pipes and cigars are the perfect tour.
220, 221 cigars, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes right there. 641 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA.
Oh, my God. That's great. Always open online. I had no idea Nathan was going to say that.
Hey, listen, I was trying to think about, I was like, do I want to talk about, you know, whenever Nutting eventually sells his team? Well, guess what? It's not going to happen. But you know what? Corey's going to be on Mr. Mom Duty tomorrow, and he's going to need to smoke himself. That J.M. Boswell's pipes and cigar right after his duty. So.
Mitchell,
make sure you check him out. Always open online.
Mitchell, thanks for waiting through the break, man. What do you got? How can we fix the Pirates?
J.M. Boswell rocks, man. And I'll tell you what, there is nobody better at ad-libbing into the sponsor ad than your guy.
I can't believe he freaking pulled the Mr. Mom reference. That's
classic. I always try to wrap around something we're talking about. So
he's excellent. Hey, I think there's a chance, and really the reason I say that is because I think the Yankees realized that they're not able to go out and buy a championship the way they used to.
Yep.
Even the Dodgers, with all of their acquisitions, and I have to offer a disclaimer. I am a Dodger fan because I lived out on the West Coast for, I guess around 10 years. And if you're a baseball fan and you live in Los Angeles, it's hard not to become a Dodger fan. And this is when actually in the 80s when they had Fernando and they had Garvey and Say, Lopes and Russell. And, and most importantly, I guess they had Vin Scully, who was the best. Okay. But I think major market teams, including the Mets and the Yankees, realize that they're cruising towards some sort of cap. The issue is going to be people like Scott Boras and other folks of his ilk, if you will, that have no reason to steer their clients in that direction. So,
but Boras, they might agree to a cap, but it would come with a pretty hefty floor. Okay. Maybe that could be the one thing. Well, wouldn't you think so, Mitchell, that Boras, okay, we'll give you $500-600 million, whatever the cap is, but we're to make sure everybody's going to get more money, you can't have $60 million payrolls anymore.
Right, right, right. And I think that's what the saving grace might be.
Yeah, that very well could be the case. Hey, sorry to make you wait so long, buddy. I got to take a break. We'll wrap things up here. Nebraska man, we'll try to squeeze you in after the break.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies?
Oops.
It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one at Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CLEAN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CLEAN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CLEAN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hank FM.
All right, Nebraska man, you get the final word here real quick. How do you fix the Pirates, man?
Well, you know, let's all face it. You're not going to see the Pittsburgh Pirates ever winning a World Series ever. And as long as they have the owner they have now, their best bet is to get. They only drew 14,000, 15,000 people last night whenever Skeez pitched. And he did pitch a hell of a
game. Is that right? Did they only get 14,000 people last night?
Yeah, it was pretty low.
Oh, my God. Yeah, for Skeens.
He ain't drawing anybody. So.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that.
Get rid of them. Get three or four good quality players. That would be half of the starting team. And then just try to play and be as respected as you can.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Nathan, will the Pirates ever win the World Series?
In my lifetime, once in probably about 50 years.
I say never unless the finances change. If we get a floor and a cap, it's possible.
I think
unless that happens.
It's going to be a long wait.
Unless there's a floor and a cap, I don't think it ever happens. Central.
Take care, everybody.
Exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.